Meeting in special session, the state Senate approved a compromise amount for home heating assistance. Governor Jim Doyle had initially proposed help for those making up to $40,000 annually. Republicans, like Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz of Richland Center, said this income cutoff was too high. He and others wanted it lower so more people could get state heating aid.
You know, what good is 60 or 70 bucks going to do for somebody at one of these higher income levels when we could really provide that money to the people who really need it and whose situation is really, really dire?
Democrats like Middleton Senator John Erpenbach said $40,000 isn't a lot of money for a family of four, and that such families may have trouble paying their heating bills without state help.
We're going to help some people, but we certainly could afford to help some more people, just for a little bit. And the people at $40,000 a year and $50,000 a year, I mean, nobody's looking for a handout. They might be looking for a little bit of help when times get bad, but nobody's looking for a handout.
In the end, the Senate voted to extend home heating aid to those making $33,800 or less. If the Assembly also approves the bill, the amount of aid could be up to $300, depending on how many families apply. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.